This is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next half hour as we bring you another great song today and continue with our verse-by-verse study of the Gospel of John as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green, today looking in Chapter 8. But before that, we're going to hear an old favorite, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Enjoy the music, and then Dr. Green.
Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Kind Heavenly Father, direct us now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'm reading today John 8 and verse 12. Then spake Jesus again. Now notice that word again. He had spoken many times before. He had declared many things, but the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and the rulers and the leaders would not believe him. They would not receive him. But he spake again, saying, now watch this. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I am the light of the world. Now that's what he said to them. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now you remember John the Baptist announced the coming of the Messiah. He said, I am not that light, but I was sent to bear witness of the light. Now he said, I'm just a voice, but there is a light coming, and I'm not that light. Now let me show you something today that has been most interesting to my heart and profitable to my spirit and soul. You know, what would we do without light? What would we do without light? Now, suppose the sun should never shine again. Suppose we should have total darkness and the moon, of course the moon is the light from the moon, they tell us, is a reflection from the sun. Now, suppose the sun never shined again. What would happen to the animal kingdom? What would happen to the plant kingdom? And what would happen to us? Light. Light is a necessity. It is impossible for man, beast, or vegetation to exist without light. So Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Now you remember, in the beginning, God, in the beginning, Jesus, and all things were created by him and for him. Now here's what I want you to see today. Jesus is not only the light, he is other things that I'll mention and show you, but the light is the first thing. Now, it is necessary for us to have light if we would know the way to walk aright and if we would walk in the right path. Now notice what he said. I am the light of the world. He that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness. Now, darkness symbolizes evil or sin. All sinners are in darkness. All sinners are blind. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this age hath blinded the minds. They're blind. They cannot see. They live in darkness. Sin brings darkness. Jesus brings light. So the first thing that is a divine imperative, if we would know Jesus, if we would know salvation, if we would know the way of life, is for the light to be turned on. Now, Jesus came down into the world. Listen to this. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now, that's in John 9:5. John 9:5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now, listen. Jesus was in the bosom of the Father. He left the Father's bosom. He came into the world. He was born of a virgin. He took a body. And in that body, he turned on the light. Now, what do you mean? All right. In 1 John 1, this then is the message. God is light, and in God, in him, there is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. God is light. Now, listen. Jesus was in the bosom of the Father. Jesus left the bosom of the Father. He was conceived in the womb of the virgin. He was born of the virgin. He took a body just like our body. And he said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. All right. So he brought light down to man. He turned on the light that will direct us to the door of salvation. Now, if you have an automobile, you have lights. Why? You could not travel in the dark without lights. All sinners are in the dark. And no sinner will ever find God apart from the light. What is the light? The entrance of the Word brings light. Thy Word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my pathway, the psalmist said. Now, the Word brings light. All right. So, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word. Now that's the first thing. When we hear the word, the Holy Spirit is, of course, oil in the Old Testament, is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, and oil produces light. Now the word is a lamp, the Holy Ghost takes the word, and the word enters the heart and brings light, and the word brings life. I'll show you that a little bit later in this message today. All right. So if we would see the door, we must have light. And the light to show us the door is Jesus. He said, I am the light of the world. All right. Now that's in our present verse. Then we read in John 10 and verse 9, I am the door. I am the door. Now, beloved, there is no way to find the door to heaven. There is no way to find the door to salvation apart from the light that would lead us to the door. And there is no way to find the light apart from the Word. The Word of God is the light. The Word of God is the incorruptible seed. The Word of God brings saving faith. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharp, and the Word is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. He that heareth my word. So, Jesus is the light that shows us the door. Now, if you live in a home that is up to date, you have a light near the door. It may be in the carport, it may be on a lamp post. You may have an outside lamp light, or you may have a light on the side of the door. You may have two lights, one on either side. Now, why? When you hear someone ring the doorbell, you turn them on. And many people turn them on at night and leave them on until bedtime. Why? To show people where the door is. Many doorbells have a little light that lights up the door, the little knob that you push or the little button that you push to ring the doorbell. Why? So people will know where the door is and how to find the entrance to your home. You want your friends to know how to find the door. Now let me tell you something. The only way for you to find the door of salvation is in the Word of God. Now let me hasten to say this, and I want your undivided attention, both of your ears, and all of your heart. You'll never find the door listening to preachers in general. Now, what do I mean by that? Preachers don't agree. Here's one preacher. He preaches salvation by grace through faith plus nothing. Here comes another preacher. He says by grace through faith plus water baptism. Here comes another. He says by grace through faith plus water baptism plus. Plus, plus. And so you go. And you listen to the radio. And you read books. And you read tracts. And you read pamphlets. And you go to revivals. And you go to Bible conference. And you go here and go there. And you're just like a dear young man that sat in my office about an hour ago. And he said, Brother Green, I thought I was saved. And then I heard this. And then I heard that. And then I read this. And then I read that. And now I don't know where I am. Now, I would be the last one to suggest to you to stop reading all books. I'd never do that because, bless your heart, we print millions, and I mean it, millions of books and pamphlets we print and mail out. And I want you to read. And I'm not saying that I'm the only one and the Gospel Hour is the only program that is mailing out good literature. No, no. There are many programs mailing out good literature that is well worth your time and your energy to read. Indeed. But I want to say, mister, there are tons and tons and tons of poison being mailed out in the form of literature that is called gospel, when it is not the gospel, it is perverted, added to, taken from, and man-made ideas are inserted here and there. Now let me tell you something. Let me tell you. If you listen to all the preachers, and if you check out all the religions, I'll guarantee you, you'll never find the door. But if you look into the perfect law of liberty, if you look into the Word of God will turn the light on. The Word of God will show you the door. And you know what you'll find when the Word of God shows you the door? You'll see the light and you'll see the door and you'll see that they're one and the same. Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the door. Well now, how am I going to find the way to the door? The answer is in the Word of God. And that's the only place to find it. You talk to one group, they'll say this is the way. You talk to another group, they'll say this is the way. And in this day and hour, new groups are springing up all the time. And if Jesus tarries, there'll be scores of other religions born, and there'll be scores of other ways announced, but the way is singular. The light is singular. The door is singular. The way is singular. Everything about salvation is singular. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the door. And Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and we want to come where you are going. We do not know the way. We want to know the way. Jesus said, I am the way. He didn't say, I'm one of the ways. He said, I am the way, just like he said, I am the door, just like he said, I am the light of the world. I am the way. Now there is only one way to heaven. Then you say, Brother Green, you think you are the one that has the key. No. No, Jesus is the one that has the key. The Word of God is the one that has the key. And when a man reads line upon line and let the Word of God speak and keep himself out of it. Now let me say this, and I say it with all the humility and fear that God will put in my bosom. I've never tried to warp this scripture and twist the scripture to fit Baptist doctrine. I'm a Baptist. I'm an independent Baptist. I'm an old-fashioned Baptist. I belong to the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Greenville, South Carolina. It is independent. And that's all I belong to. Now, I'm not fighting organizations, but I don't belong to any fellowships, and I don't belong to anything except the Tabernacle Baptist Church. I belong to God Almighty first. I belong to Jesus Christ. And I believe in the local church, and I believe that every born-again person should unite with a local church, but you should unite with a church that believes the Bible and preaches the Bible. Now, I've never warped one verse of scripture to fit Baptist doctrine. When Baptist doctrine fits into the scripture, I preach Baptist doctrine. And if the Word of God crosses Baptist doctrine, then I cross the Baptists. I don't warp the scripture to fit anything. I preach it line upon line, verse upon verse, chapter upon chapter. Been doing that now for 31 years. And I don't have any intentions of changing. I don't plan to change. I'm not going to. I am the light. I am the light that will show you the door. I am the door. And if you want to know how to find the door, I am the way. All right. Now, Jesus and Jesus alone satisfied the heart of God concerning the sin question, concerning the righteousness questions, concerning the holiness question, concerning the sanctification question, concerning every question. And he is singular, the only hope of the sinner. Now there's one other I am that I'd like to talk about, and it's in John 11:25. Jesus was notified that his friend Lazarus was sick, and Jesus did not go immediately. And Lazarus died, and when Jesus arrived, he'd been dead 4 days, and the sisters were brokenhearted. In fact, Mary would not even go out to meet Jesus. She sat in the house. She wouldn't even go to meet him. Now, Martha said to Jesus, she said, I know that my brother will rise in the resurrection. She believed in the resurrection. She knew that Lazarus had died in the Lord, that he was a believer, and that he would rise again in the resurrection. But Jesus said unto her, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said, Hallelujah. She said, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Now listen, Jesus is the life. Paul said to the believers in Ephesus, and you hath he quickened, that is, made alive. And you hath he quickened or made alive, who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Now, Jesus is the life. Now, if you are alive unto God, you are alive because Jesus put life within you. The only way to become a Christian is to allow Jesus to put life in your heart. You're dead in trespasses and sins. You're blinded by the God of this age. You are crippled and totally paralyzed by sin. You're totally depraved. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. We have all gone astray. But Jesus satisfied God in every minute detail of the law, of God's holiness, God's righteousness, and Jesus is the resurrection from the deadness of sin. And then in that glorious resurrection morning, he'll give us a body just like his glorious body. I am the resurrection and the life. So you see, Jesus is the light of the world that points us to the door. Then he is the way to the door. And then he is the life that gives us strength to enter the door and abide in the Father's house. Now, Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the author and the finisher of eternal life. That is, he saves us, he borns us, he indwells us, he gives us strength, he leads us, he feeds us, he guides us, he protects us. And then, praise God, in that glorious resurrection morning, he'll give us a body just like his glorious body. But the beginning is light. Now, no sinner can ever be saved until the light is turned on. The light will never be turned on in any sinner's heart until the sinner hears the word. The entrance of the word turns on the light. The word is the light, the lamp, and Jesus is that light. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Amen. By grace are ye saved. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. Now, Christ Jesus is everything we need, regardless. It makes no difference what you've done, what you've been, what you are. Jesus is everything you need. Now, if you want the light turned on, listen. Carefully, listen. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world, and God hath chosen weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. No flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom. Now notice that. Wisdom first. Wisdom first. You must think right, and you can't think right until you see right, and you can't see until the light's turned on. Christ is made unto us wisdom, then righteousness, then sanctification, then redemption. Hallelujah. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Let him glory in Jesus. I am the light. Now listen, if you're walking in darkness, it's your fault. The light has come. This is condemnation. Light is coming to the world. Jesus is that light. And right now, he'll turn the light on in your soul. He'll put light and life in your heart. He'll show you the way to the door. He is the door. And he will let you in if you'll only ask him. If you're not a believer, if you're not born again, if you do not know for sure that you're born again, bow your head and shut your eyes and tell God in your own words right now that you want Jesus to save you. And he'll open the door and he'll let you in. He is the way to the door. He is the door. He is the light over the door. He is the life when you enter the door. Father, in the name of Jesus, honor thy precious word, the shed blood, and save every soul that's under conviction. Reclaim the backslidden, revive the indifferent, and strengthen believers. Save the soul that's nearest hell for Christ's sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green speaking to you again. The message is over for today, but I still have a few minutes left to tell you about our gift offer period. Gift offer for this week and next. Now, for a lot of our new listeners, I want to make sure you understand that this is not the only faith that we have to help you as a Christian or to help you come to Christ. We have many items that we have out to send you. And if you would like to have our literature brochure to list all of the things that we have, just write us, call us, or visit our website and you can get those. But right now, I want to tell you about our gift offer P containing three items and it's available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $20 or more. Please send more as the Lord directs. If you can send $30, $50, even more, I urge you to do so, because your donations will be used to spread the gospel. But if you can send a donation of at least $20 and ask for gift offer P, I'm going to send you first a book that we compiled here at the Gospel Hour of 5 great sermons by my dad. We titled the book Glimpses of Heaven, because all of these sermons are about heaven. Some of them are Where Are the Dead?, The Most Beautiful Sight in Heaven, and so on. The book is a perfect bound book, 164 pages long. I wrote a foreword for the book. I hope you will read that. We made this book 4 years ago during COVID because we thought it would help people cope with everything better. Then we have 10 copies of the 4-page tract, Have You Heard? I know you will see how important this tract is, and I urge you to order more. We'll tell you how in your package. Finally, The Gospel in a Nutshell. Now, what is this? It's a CD containing 2 messages by my father, preached at 2 different times, but I had heard both of them. When I heard the second one, I went back to find the first one, and they just fit together so well. I think it really is the gospel in a nutshell. I know you will enjoy listening. So to get all 3 of these great items, just ask for gift offer P and send your gift of at least $20. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.